Hello, I'm Aaron Montes. This is KTEP News. President Donald Trump announced ICE agents will assist TSA at airports throughout the country amid a shutdown in Homeland Security operations. Trump's Truth Social post said White House advisor Tom Homan will be in charge of overseeing the initiative. The city of El Paso referred KTEP News to ICE for questions on what travelers can expect under Trump's announcement. We have reached out to ICE and the Department of Homeland Security for details. And Senator Ted Cruz is proposing a strategy to break the stalemate over funding the Department of Homeland Security. The Texas Republican wants to separate funding for immigration enforcement agencies like ICE from the rest of the department. That would allow Republicans to pass funding with a simple majority vote. Some Republican lawmakers say they're open to the idea. Senate leaders say they would still prefer a broader deal with Democrats to fund the entire department. And this week, the City of El Paso's Plan Commission will consider changes to the local ordinance regulating landscaping for non-residential areas. According to the city, a proposal would eliminate existing requirements and adopt new framework detailing requirements, including the kind of plant life used, required plant coverage, and frontage buffers, among other items. The proposal also details penalties for not meeting requirements, including prosecution, civil remedies, and penalties up to $500 a day. The commission meets on Thursday at the Thorman Conference Room at 801 Texas Avenue. The meeting will be held at 1:30 p.m. In other news, the City Council of Socorro adopted a new policy regulating data centers within its limits. The amendment to the city's zoning ordinance prohibits centers from being used in residential and commercial districts. Development of a data center will require a special use permit and must go through the city's Planning and Zoning Commission before heading to the City Council for approval. New projects would require impact studies on water and infrastructural uses. A facility under the amended ordinance would also require centers to keep noise below 65 decibels. And nominee James Tallarico made his pitch to North Texas Democrats, who voted for Jasmine Crockett in the Democratic Texas Senate primary. KERA's Dylan Duke reports his speech over the weekend was at the first ever Dallas County Democratic Convention.
Tallarico's plea to Crockett voters comes on the heels of a historic Senate primary that broke financial and turnout records. Tallarico projected a message of unity and coalition going into the general election.
To the Congresswoman's supporters, I know I wasn't your first choice, but I hope to earn your trust and earn your support.
Tallarico will face off against the Republican candidate who comes out ahead in a May 26th runoff election, either Senator John Cornyn or Attorney General Ken Paxton. I'm Dylan Duke in Dallas.
And a new study examines why some people get much more value out of using artificial intelligence than others. TPR's Jerry Clayton reports on the study by UT Austin McCombs School of Business and accounting firm KPMG.
The researchers analyzed how people actually use AI in practice and found that high-impact users in the study produced better and more efficient work by using AI as a collaborator rather than a search engine. UT Austin Assistant Professor Zach Kovaleski worked on the study.
You want to be very clear about what you're asking for and what it's going to look like when you get it.
The study found that the so-called high-impact users provided clearer context and specific goals to achieve results. The biggest gains from AI were found in those who used AI in their daily workflows and not just occasionally. The researchers spent 8 months studying 1.4 million real workplace interactions with artificial intelligence. I'm Jerry Clayton in San Antonio.
And a Texas Health Center is joining a national initiative to address health care provider burnout and workforce well-being. KERA's Abigail Ruman reports. It's one of just two Texas organizations selected to join the National Academy of Medicine's program.
As part of the program, Dallas County Safety Net Hospital will implement the National Academy of Medicine's plan for health workforce well-being. The plan is focused on several priority areas, like reducing mental health stigma and addressing barriers to daily work. Dr. Jennifer Wimberly is with Parkland Health. She says the intent is to maintain a fulfilled and happy workforce to continue providing safe, high-quality care.
Our patients are the heart and soul of Parkland, and we want to take care of everyone that takes care of them.
Parkland is joined by 25 other organizations across the country, including UT Southwestern in Dallas. I'm Abigail Ruman in Dallas.
And finally, temperatures set an all-time record high for March on Sunday. According to the National Weather Service in El Paso, The El Paso International Airport recorded 96-degree heat. As for Tuesday, forecasters expect the heat to return. The high is expected to be near 91 degrees with winds up to 10 miles per hour. The National Weather Service forecasts temperatures will cool down on Friday. Thank you for listening. For KTEP News, I'm Aaron Montes.